We celebrate food and eating once a month in a special segment we call Savor. Our regular partner and segment producer is Will Smith, an Ashland-based food stylist with a deep knowledge of food and its preparation. Will Smith, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good to have you back. Will keeps the focus on the seasons of food, on what is fresh and ready to eat now. So this month, garlic comes into the mix, but with some other things you'll hear. And our guests are the owners of Phoenix Pizza Joint Clyde's Corner. Rafael Rafa Gonzalez, welcome.
Thank you very much. How are you doing today?
Good. And Janai Gonzalez, welcome to you as well.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.
Good to have you both. Will, why don't you tell the story? Because you told a lovely narrative in your notes to me about how you came across a Clyde's Corner.
Oh, no, it was great. So I was given their info from a wine buyer here in town, and then I got to go up, and it's just south of Phoenix Town Center. It's a really cool sort of very industrial, low-slung building that's off the road, and they have the last spot, and it's a sweet spot. And then when I got to chat a bit with Rafa and found his sort of his vibe in trying to create this sort of community spot of bringing people together and having good food and having some space, and it just is such a great sort of nugget of what we've all been through the past year, and they are succeeding.
So, Rafa, tell the story. How did you guys get into the business?
Janai is the one that first started working at restaurants when she was 15 in Ashland at Monet's. Mm-hmm. So that was really kind of her first step into restaurant work. And then we actually went to school up in Bellingham, Washington, Western. And working in restaurants is just a great thing to do while you're in school because you can work at night and eat great food and all that. So that was a big part of when and why we started working in restaurants. And that way we just sort of worked in restaurants all through school. And then as well, we moved to Bend afterwards for about 4 years. We were working in restaurants there and actually almost opened up a little spot in Bend and decided to move back home to the Rogue Valley. So about 10 years, a little more, we both worked in restaurants, and it was time to try something on our own.
Interesting place you ended up. I'm looking at the neighborhood around you. You ended up kind of in what I call the transmission district at the south end of Phoenix, where all the repair shops are.
Exactly. Yes, it's kind of a funny little spot. And, it's definitely, we're in a complex of Phoenix Industrial Studios. And it's built for, more of an industrial kind of shop space and whatnot. And obviously, as you're saying, that the transmission district, it's right, by Aaron's and all the other auto parts stores and everything going on right there. And when we first were looking at that spot, and we just kind of saw the vision and the bike path and loved that idea of it. But we were definitely called crazy by numerous people for wanting to open up a restaurant right there.
So, Janai, I mean, to talk about first looking at the building that you ended up getting into, I mean, people see things that aren't there. I mean, and there are greater and lesser capabilities of that in human beings. So I'm just wondering what you thought when you first looked at the building itself.
Like Rafa said, that bike path was definitely one of our biggest pulls. Not many other restaurants get to be literally right off the beautiful Greenway, which we've already seen last fall right after we opened, and especially this last month. We are getting all kinds of fun bike people coming through. So definitely loving that. And just the overall feel, the property owner, Paul, has done an amazing job of, it is very industrial, but it still kind of has that really homey and comfortable feel. Eventually when he's, the property kind of finishes getting built out, there's going to be a living roof. There's going to be a lot more kind of just environmentally friendly impacts as well, which obviously the restaurants aren't always the most environmentally friendly business, but we are trying the best we can to take the precautions and the steps forward wherever we can. So it's nice that the building that we're renting also has a similar vision.
So Rafa, give us a layout of what it is that you set out to do, the kind of place you wanted to have, and what particularly with the pandemic going on, what the serving situation is like physically at the moment.
Since we've always had a vision of creating a neighborhood hangout since we're in Bellingham. And started kind of thinking the idea of opening up a spot of our own. So that was really a focus, is to kind of create that neighborhood, which, considering there's not very many homes around us, we were a little bit worried about when we chose our location. But again, the bike path, you know, we were hoping and thinking that that would be the big aspect to that. But as far as the layout, a very just open, industrial, but kind of homey, again, feel to that, you know, with artwork, and we have pinball. And the main thing for us, especially this year with the pandemic, is our patio. So that's been the huge savior and the biggest helper for us, just having a lot of open space outside and inside. I think we have 4 garage doors that we can roll up. So when you are inside and it's a nice day, we can roll those up, and it has a very indoor-outdoor feel to it. We are all counter service, kind of a first-come, first-served establishment, just a very kind of casual, but quality is what we are shooting for.
This is the Savor segment on the Jefferson Exchange, our monthly food segment with Will Smith, our partner and producer. We're talking to Rafa and Janai Gonzalez, the owners of Clyde's Corner in Phoenix, a pizza place grown up by a couple of Ashland High School sweethearts, evidently. You can join us on the Exchange as we talk about food and talk about this place in particular. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Will, it sounds like when you first went there, you took an immediate liking to the place.
No, you know, I it's just like this perfect storm, I think, for them, in that, you know, it may not have been such a great start for them, given a different year, and the fact that they were able to, you know, deal with a fire, deal with a pandemic, deal with all of these sort of external forces. They have created this space that is, it's open. You know, I've had these experiences where you really want to go out to eat, and then you go out to eat, and it doesn't feel good. It feels stressful. It feels, you know, not easy. And these guys have really created this, you know, and given our last year, they've given us this, like, open, easy, comfortable space to come eat. And, you know, and I'm a proponent of that.
So how did you guys do with the Alameda Drive fire? Because I think from where you are in Phoenix, it probably was actually both east and west of you.
Yes, we were surrounded in the fire that night. It was actually kind of an interesting situation because Tuesday is all of our orders come in. So, of course, it was our third week we're open, or going into our fourth week.
Oh,
and we were actually day off. We're closed Mondays and Tuesdays, and the fire was on the Tuesday. We were home working on our roof, and I got a call from our chef. You know, we heard about the fire in Ashland, and I got a call from our chef that it was getting a bit smoky. I was like, well, you know, we may shut down, but keep on prepping, and, you know, no worries there. Worst case scenario, if the restaurant will be shut down, and we'll make sure to, you know, cook for the other people in need, and firefighters and everything. And that was kind of where we were at in the, you know, beginning or middle of the day. And then we obviously heard things were much, much worse, and kind of gridlocked getting in. So actually I got in on a motorcycle later on that evening, just because of knowing a car couldn't get in. And Steve, our chef, and myself, and the property owner, we ended up staying behind all night and fighting the fire. Lost a couple buildings on the property, just all the shops and everything, which was the building owner's, all of his tools and the stuff to finish the buildings, and, you know, 40 years of beautiful old reclaimed lumber and a barn and everything that, you know, we'd use inside. But all in all, very, very fortunate. Actually, Henry's Automotive helped kind of keep a little bit of it at bay until we got there. They were fighting on the Wellburn side, and they ended up taking off. And we were there. I think I was there about 3 nights, and the property owner ended up staying behind about a month, just keeping down the flare-ups and everything.
Wow, that's a hairy situation. So, I mean, have you been able to, when did you open again after the firefighting was done? I mean, the highway was closed for a better part of a week, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we actually had to shut down for about a month after that, with smoke damage, and then just as well as, you know, cleanup around us. Let's see, the mechanic shops across the street, all those were fine. But, you know, Wellburn and everything, BCS next to us, they unfortunately all lost their places. So it was just, you know, so much cleanup. And then, you know, gas, I think it was a couple days before even the gas lines were fully shut off there. So I ended up being shut down almost a month to the day, just during cleanup and whatnot before we could reopen.
And Janai, talk about the approach to when you came back. I mean, first of all, talk about the general approach to the food itself, because we talked about the atmosphere and stuff. But what kinds of things do you do with your pizzas and other dishes?
So all of our pizzas are seasonally inspired. We have a pretty small limited menu. I mean, it is our kitchen itself right now is actually on a food cart. So we have one oven that puts out 7 pizzas and then a couple different salads and some warm marinated olives for an appetizer. But so when we opened back up, we weren't sure. Obviously, our scenery had completely changed, but we just wanted to be able to provide a place where people could at least get a little bit of something back to the normal, and even during a pandemic year. But just be able to meet up with friends and to enjoy a little bit of normalcy. So it was nice to get back open, and we couldn't believe the support from the community that we were getting and how many. We had only been open for 3 weeks beforehand, but a lot of our immediate neighbors there in Talent and Phoenix either were happy to come back and home and to be back to their houses and to celebrate, or the sad stories of the people who have lost their houses, but, you know, were able to come back to the community and at least to meet their friends and family at Clyde's Corner and have a little bit of hope to move forward to, which was really nice to be a part of that. And we participated with the Grange. They were doing hot soups on the weekends, and so we would on Sundays be donating a bunch of pizzas, so that was fun to be a part of. We also, all of our sweatshirts and hoodies and hats and everything, we donated all the profits of that. So it was nice to try and feel at least a little bit apart where we could be a bright star for a lot of people in the community and help where we can. So
you were talking about the pizza ingredients, and I'm looking at the menu that Will sent a picture over of Thai sausage and pickled veggie is one, mushroom and pesto, roasted corn and Brussels sprouts. So these are not necessarily your run of the mill pizza toppings.
No, they're definitely it's you know, it's a fun different try on things. We have the pepperoni and the cheese, obviously, but yeah, no, we do have a little bit more of a adventurous pizza, I would say.
And then I look down on the small plates, and I see the inspiration for Will's recipe for this month. So, Will, why don't you talk about the warmed olives?
Yeah, so they have a really super nice recipe that's easy to share and something that could be very easily done at home. So it's a half a cup of Gaeta olives, which are Italian, and they are salty. And then they're paired with a half a cup of Castelvetrano olives, which are super green and meaty and not salty. And then they're sort of mixed with the olive oil, garlic, and herb, and the definitive ingredient for me is some citrus rind that you put in there to give you that, like, bitter counterpoint. And then they serve it on their toasted bread, which is so great and very easy to do at home, too. So I stole that recipe for them to share with you guys.
But you had to come up with your own herbs. I mean, did he ask you guys, Rafa and Janai, for the herb mix?
You know, we mentioned a while ago and kind of you got sidetracked. So, yeah, Will got to do his own one. But it's rosemary and thyme and garlic and citrus. And, yeah, that's the kind of heavy aspect to it there.
All right, all kinds of fun stuff on the pizza. So, and then Will, once you have all this stuff together, what's the warming process here?
So it's really nice. So if you have a cast iron skillet or a small baking pan, you can just you can either do it on top of the stove in a skillet, or you could actually do it in the oven and bake it, and both are totally fine. But it's that warm quality with that toasted bread. I urge all of our listeners to not skimp on those two things. So you want to have a really nice spread and really get that nice and toasty warm, and you're going to be happy.
Will Smith is our partner and producer on the segment Savor, which is where we are right now, talking about food. And as you can hear, Will's take on food is almost operatic at times. He loves it so much. We also have with us Rafa and Janai Gonzalez from Clyde's Corner in Phoenix, a pizzeria. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Janai, come back to the reference to the oven. You said the oven is on a food cart?
Yeah, so right now we have an oven that we bought out of California, but it's an Italian-inspired or made wood-fired oven that we have. Rafa, we actually, almost 2 years ago now, moved back to the Rogue Valley and bought a flatbed trailer and slowly but surely built up the food truck, but around the oven. So after we bought the flatbed trailer, Rafa and the chef Steve drove down to outside of Napa to pick up this oven that we bought in pieces and brought it all back up here and in our backyard, assembled into the beautiful oven that it is today, and then built up the walls and the whole gorgeous food cart. Rafa is not only an amazing cook, but he's also quite the handyman on the side as well. So.
I was about to say, Rafa, it seems like that you've had to deploy a whole bunch of different skills in your restaurant career.
Yes. And that was a lot of my background before high school, actually, when I was 14, started working for my next-door neighbor, you know, construction and whatnot. So that's what I thought I was going into, is more of the construction field with environmental studies and design before. I kind of fell in love with working in restaurants and food and everything.
And so how old were you and Janai when you guys met?
We first met, I was 7th grade, she was 8th grade, and we started dating when I was a junior and she was a senior.
And so, Janai, at what point in your relationship did you guys ever discuss, like, you know, a restaurant would be fun?
You know, when we were up in Bellingham, Washington at college, we were working at an Italian restaurant, but there was just kind of a block away, there was this fun beer/market/ just kind of that neighborhood fun hangout area that had just opened up the last couple of years before we took off. And we got to know some of the staff that ran it, and they were really more focused on the beer. But that, I would say, was kind of, it was called Elizabeth Station. And when they opened their doors, it was Ralph and I kind of just starting to think that we might possibly want to think something along those lines. Both of us were much more kind of front of the house. I'd always been a server. Rafa, the last quite a few years, he's been bartending. So he's a great at-home cook, but neither of us had really ever wanted to do the full service restaurant dining experience per se, which is, again, where the food cart kind of came into play too, where, like I said, Ruff is the bartender, so the bar has always been a main focus for us.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys choose Phoenix? Did you want to be there? Was it more a choice of where you could afford to be?
It was, I mean, so for food carts specifically, they're actually not allowed in Ashland. We both grew up in Ashland, mm-hmm. but, you know, so, kind of, we knew we wanted that, a little bit of that food cart vibe to it. So that kind of crossed Ashland off the map instantly. And then, you know, it was Talent, Phoenix, anything in that realm. But what kind of the vision of Phoenix Industrial Studios, where we are, it made it a very easy pick for us.
And what is the address there? I'm still trying to find it on Google Maps.
It is 4495 South Pacific Highway. And you'll see at the entrance, it's kind of an industrial block building. And then there's a big white water tower that was inspired by water tower from Broncos Orchard that the owner had worked on years ago restoring.
Yes, I've noticed that going up along 99 in recent years. It's kind of funny. I used to live at 4418 until, it was 28 years ago we left there, but it would have been fun to have a pizza place in the neighborhood then.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's settle the big question, though, about Clyde's Corner. Who is Clyde?
He's our old man,
Clyde.
Dog.
Clyde is our old, he's a German short hair pointer that we actually got when we were in college up in Bellingham, Washington. We've had him his whole life, and then Rafa's brother has Jasper, Clyde's brother. So it's fun to have both the dogs still very much a part of our lives. And to add to the family, we now have Mozzie is a little rescue Rafa and I found a few years ago, right after our wedding on our little camping honeymoon trip that we did. And then we recently moved home and bought my childhood house. And with the house have acquired my parents' two huge mastiffs, Remy and Zeus. So we've got quite the family of dogs around here.
You really do.
And I have to mention, for those listeners that do have dogs, dogs are very, very welcome. And I have a new puppy, Aldo, which both Rafa and I have an affinity to.
We're in love with Aldo. That's all right.
We've been hearing about Aldo. I have yet to meet Aldo, but I haven't seen Will in person in so many months, too. So that is a situation. So, Rafa, a couple seconds left here. I mean, based on what could have happened to you guys, how's the trajectory? Are things going about where you could hope for them to be at this point?
Far better than we could have hoped that they would be at this point. I mean, as far as when we kind of laid out our plans and everything, we're much further ahead. And I think due to the patio and the community and the support that we've had, and really we just can't thank the community enough for coming and hanging out with us and you know, enjoying our space. So it's made all the difference having outdoor seating during the pandemic. But most importantly, the people that have shown up.
Mm-hmm. All right, sounds great. Clyde's Corner is the name of the place in South Phoenix in the Transmission District. Rafa and Janai Gonzalez, the proprietors there. Will Smith is the producer and our partner on the Savor Food segment, and his recipe is up on the website as well. Thank you all for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you all here.